November 25th to December 6th marks the 12 Days of Action for the Elimination of Violence Against Women campaign. As part of the campaign, the Coalition of Women's Groups of Oyamaska and Bromissisquoi is carrying out an awareness campaign via social media and in schools in the two MRCs. Nadia from Maison Horizon Pour Elle, a women's shelter in Bromissisquoi, highlights the importance of the campaign, how people can go about supporting it, and speaks on the issue of domestic violence against women. Hello all, you are tuning into CIDI's Daily News Show, Township's Daily News Bits, and I am your host, Taylor McClure. So Nadia, what is the 12 Days of Action for the Elimination of Violence Against Women? What initiatives are undertaken during this time to raise awareness about violence against women?
So the 12 Days of Action for the Elimination of Violence Against Women is actually a movement that was founded by a group of pro-feminist men and young boys. It took place in Ontario, Canada, in 1991, following the massacre at the École Polytechnique in Montreal, December 6, 1989. From there on, December 6 became a significant date in the National Day of Remembrance and Action on Violence Against Women. Every year now, in over 60 countries, like feminists and pro-feminists, wear the white ribbon to commemorate the anti-feminist massacre. What initiatives are we undertaking? Well, we go to high schools to raise awareness. We talk to the young kids in high schools. We distribute white ribbons within the community, within our community organizations, with our partners. We've even dropped some off at local stores. We do workshops with women in our shelters, and we do collaborative activities with our partners, for example, like police officers.
Yeah, and this is all organized here in Bromissisquoi in particular by the Coalition of Women's Groups of Oyamaska and Bromissisquoi, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Would you mind speaking to us a little bit about that group?
So the Coalition of Women's Groups of the Oyamaska and Bromissisquoi is an organization is organizing the 12 Days of Awareness campaign. They are actually in part six different organizations. So there's the CALAX of Grabby. So there are the two shelters in the region, which is Horizon Pour Elle and Alice des Marais. And the three, the women's centers, which are Avante in Bedford, Centre des Femmes des Cantons in Cowansville, and Entrez in Grabby.
Now, this year's theme for the 12 Days of Action is cohesive control. What does this mean exactly?
So every year, the national committees choose themes so that we can kind of bring out the actualities, certain issues or problems that are present in our society that we, you know, working with women are aware of, but that maybe the general population aren't necessarily aware of, or that things may not be clear to them, you know?
Why is it important to work on cohesive control with relationships? Why was this theme chosen?
So the concept, coercive control, offers a clear understanding of the complex dynamics that allow abusers to establish and maintain their control over their spouse. It can be also over their family, and in many cases, even their ex-spouse. So it's important to work with coercive control on with women who are stuck in abusive relationships, because it's going to help them more easily identify the violence or abuse that they are experiencing or have experienced in the past. It's also a useful tool to have when faced with legal processes, you know, dealing with lawyers, going to court, even with child protective services. Coercive control, basically what it is, it involves force. It could be intimidation, threats, to force a response in a person. And this is actually like a strategy used by a violent partner. Once the coercive control installs itself in the relationship, well, the more the woman isn't really who she is anymore, you know, she kind of becomes the spouse's shadow. And efforts are being made to have forms of violence other than physical become recognized. Because it's not just physical violence, you know?
Yeah, that was actually something that you thought would be important to talk about, was the different types of abuse and violence that women can face.
To be honest, there are quite a few, and more and more surfacing nowadays. I would say that one type of violence that is pretty much, that we see pretty much in every single violent relationship is what we call the psychological violence or abuse. In most cases, it's going to be the first one that's exercised by the quote-unquote aggressor, and we regularly see women experiencing actually more than one type of violence within the relationship. It's pretty sad because a lot of the time they're not really aware that they're, you know, experiencing it, you know. The main type of violences that we see when we work with women are the ones that we call verbal violence, psychological violence. We have financial violence, the physical and sexual violence. And usually they're related to a certain context. As I kind of started mentioning before, we kind of tend to have that image, that stereotypical image of that lady with, you know, a black eye or a bloody lip, you know, who is being, you know, physically abused. But in reality, it's not the case. Yeah. It's much more than that.
Like you said, women can have trouble, like, navigating that and recognizing that they're in that position. So could you speak a little bit about that and the difference between a fight and domestic violence?
A good way that I could put that would be, for example, when a couple is fighting, well, one of the partners is not going to seek power over the other. He or she doesn't want his or her partner to be submissive to them. They don't want to use force or violence to make themselves understood. When we argue with our boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse, whatever it may be, we want to convince the other person. When there's a conflict of opinion or when we're talking about a certain subject matter, but the initial goal is not to dominate the other. We can kind of see that there is abuse or violence present when one is quick to play with the other person's integrity, denigrate them, put them down, you know? Those are definitely things to watch out for.
Okay. Now, do you know how many femicides there have been related to domestic violence here in Quebec in 2022?
Yes. So, as of November 2022, there have been 21 deaths linked to conjugal violence. 13 of those were feminicides. One was a suicide. A woman actually took her own life because she was in an abusive relationship. 6 of those were children. And there was actually one man who happened to be the new boyfriend that was killed by the ex-partner.
From what I remember, one of these women were also in Bro Missisquad. There was a woman who,
yes.
And that was last year, I believe.
Yes.
Something that I wanted to ask you about was if you could describe the situation at Maison Horizon pour Elle and perhaps Maison Alice Desmarais, the two women's shelters in Bro Missisquad and Oyumaska over the last year. I know that when I last spoke to someone from Maison Horizon pour Elle, services were in demand more than ever, and there was a lot of pressure.
Yes. Well, I mean, services are still actually in high demand, increasingly more and more, I can say, from what I've seen personally. At Horizon pour Elle, we have the chance, well, the opportunity to accommodate 17 women and their children in the house. And our house, more often than not, is full, okay? And that's just the shelter part. We also offer other services, like external services, which is, it's more, the demand is there, but I mean, it's, you know, there's a, we kind of feel that the services around us are lacking, you know? Because of the increasing demand for services and the shelter, well, the other resources around us are kind of lacking. And we have women coming from different cities, because everywhere else, and when I say everywhere else, I'm talking about other resources or shelters, everywhere seems to be overflowing, not to mention the housing crisis that is very, very complicated now. Another thing that I'd like to mention is that, yes, we do have demand coming from women who experience conjugal violence, though the reality that we are faced with is that these women tend to have other problematics. You know, we can talk about, drug abuse or mental health problems. You know what I mean? It's like there's so many other issues out there. And, the resources seem to be lacking more and more. If I just look at, 2021, 2022, I know that Alice Desmarais was able to shelter 81 women. We had the chance to shelter 85, and other services that we were able to accommodate were 71 women, whereas Maison Alice Desmarais was 134 women that they were able to service and help out. So, the demand is increasing. It's not going down. So hopefully we can have a positive solution to this situation.
Yes, and that's actually a great leeway into my next question, because I know that over the last couple of years, I actually covered various strikes that took place in Bromississkwa that the coalition of women's groups of Oyamaska and Bromississkwa took part in, because you were making demands to the government to provide more support and to do more about domestic violence. So has there been any progress on that front? I know that there were documents sent in to make these demands.
Well, there has been progress. I think we still have a ways to go, one step at a time, I guess. There has been an increase in budget when it comes to resources dealing with conjugal violence. We noticed that there is more of a collaboration with other resources around us. There's also, they're beginning to be more and more aware of conjugal violence or the different kinds of violences. And when I say they, I mean, it could be our partners and other organizations. So yeah, there seems to be more an awareness overall when it comes to the different types of violences and conjugal violence. What we are pretty happy to see is that increasingly, denunciations are being heard and recognized and a lot less trivialized and ridiculed. So pretty happy about that part.
How can people go about supporting the 12 Days of Action? You mentioned how you do workshops within your shelters. You go to schools to educate students, but how can people in the general public go about supporting this movement?
What can help a lot is to wear the white ribbon, and to if you can look into it and if you learn more about it, really, and wear it proudly, because it presents the opportunity where to raise awareness about violence against women and to think of all the women and all the young girls who struggle with male violence daily. Wearing the ribbon can also, is also a way to commemorate the 14 girls who lost their lives on December 6th of 1989 at the École Polytechnique in Montreal.
Now, I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention, Nadia, about the 12 Days of Action for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, or anything in terms of violence against women, or about Maison Horizon Pour Elle. Anything that you think would be important for the community to be aware of?
Well, I think it's very important that we all kind of stand together and try to find a better way to move forward with all of this, conjugal violence, domestic violence. It's a reality. It's something that exists. And again, like I mentioned before, there is more and more awareness. And, violence is not just, physical. It's not just a woman that is physically hurt, who has bruises. It is much more than that. And it's important that we all kind of take a stand when it comes to that and help each other out. Hopefully there will be a much more positive movement forward when it comes to that. To kind of, make your own personal commitment to not condone to violence, to not ignore it, and to not, obviously, to not commit any acts of violence, it's important.
Thank you so much, Nadia, for speaking with us today. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you so much for your interest, and thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to speak.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.